morning. Let's begin with prayer.
早晨好，让我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, we ask that you will help us as we study your word today.
亲爱的主，当我们学习你话语的时候，求你来帮助我们。
Speak to us and help us to understand what you have to say to us.
开我们的心，让我们知道你对我们想说的话。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Okay, the first slide you have is the homework for the next week.
我们第一个幻灯片是这个星期的家庭作业。
In our class, we have already studied, Job in quite a lot.
我们已经过去学过这个，讲过约伯。
And we have also studied some from Psalms.
我们也讲过一些诗篇。
So I am going to combine those and do a very quick survey next week.
所以下个星期呢，我们就很快的过一遍这个约伯跟诗篇。
So we will not do much detail on those because we've already studied those in detail.
我们不会很详细的来过了这两本书，因为我们已经花了很多时间学这个。
Today we are looking at three books.
今天我们要看的是三本书。
And the reason we are doing three books together is they cover the same period.
我们把这三本书放在一起来学习的原因，就是因为这三本书它们所涵盖的是同一个时间段。
Ezra and Nehemiah go together to tell one story.
就是以斯拉跟尼希米基斯在一起讲了同一个故事。
And then the book of Esther is like a little parenthesis inside those big books.
以斯帖记好像是这两本书中间的一个括号里边的内容。
I told you when we looked at the book of Judges and Ruth.
当我们去看士师记和路德记的时候。
I told you that Ruth was a parenthesis inside the book of Judges.
我讲过说路德记好像就是士师记里发生的像一个括号里边一个伸展一个内容。
Esther is the same way.
以斯帖也是同样的方式。
It takes place somewhere during the time of Ezra and Nehemiah.
以斯帖记所发生的时间呢，是在以斯拉和以尼希米记这个时间段。
Now, if you go to the end of Second Chronicles,
如果你看到历代志下的最后边
，and you read the last chapter, Second Chronicles 36,
如果你读历代志下三十六章。
Starting at verse 22.
第二十二节。
If we were in a class together.
如果我们是在一起的话。
I would ask one side of the room to read verse 22 and 23 aloud.
我就让课堂的一面的人呢就是大声的来读第二十二节。
And I would ask the other side of the class.
我会让另外一面。
To read Ezra chapter 1,
让他们读以斯拉记第一章的
verse 1 and 2 and 3 together.
第一节到第三节。
And what you would find is they are exactly the same verses.
你就会发现他们这几句以斯拉记最刚开始跟历代志下最后这几句是一样的。
The last two verses of 2 Chronicles,
历代志下的最后两节。
Is the beginning of Ezra.
是以斯拉记的开始。
Because Ezra is fulfilling the promise that was given at the end of 2 Chronicles.
因为以斯拉记是在就是应验了在历代志下所讲的这个预言。
Chronicles ended with the promise that the people will be brought back.
以斯拉历代志下他最后的结尾是有一个应许说这些被掳的人民会归回。
And it tells us how that's going to happen.
然后也告诉我们是如何发生的。
If you go to the third slide, third PowerPoint, you have a map.
如果我们去看第三张幻灯片是一张地图。
You will remember that when we looked at Kings, it was the Babylonian Empire that had defeated Judah.
我们记得在历代志列王记上下里边，我们知道说是从巴比伦的王来毁灭了犹大。
I need to review a brief history lesson.
我现在要很快的回顾一下历史。
I hope you like history.
我希望大家都喜欢历史。
If you don't, take a short nap.
如果你不喜欢，现在可以睡一会儿。
But back in Kings, I told you that the Assyrian Empire conquered the north.
我们在列王记里边讲到是这个亚述王国，他们征服了那个北，就是犹太的北部，以色列的北部。
When the Assyrians conquered a people, they destroyed them.
当这个亚述人他们征服了一个民族的时候，他就整个把这个国家都毁掉了。
They took people from other countries and brought them into the land and made them live there.
然后他们就把别的地方的人呢带到这个他们所征服的征服之地，然后让他们生活在那儿。
They took the people from Israel, northern kingdom, and they scattered them everywhere.
然后他们把这个北国以色列的人把他们掳走，然后把他们分散在各地。
And so within one or two generations, the northern kingdoms had disappeared.
所以呢，大概就一到两代之后呢，这个北方的这个以色列国的国民就消失了。
Sometimes someone will hear my name.
有的时候有人会听到我的名字。
And if they know about genealogy,
如果他们要是知道家谱的话，他们会知道。
They will say, so you must be from Ireland.
他们就说，哦，你的肯定是从爱尔兰来的吧。
I think maybe.
我说，可能吧。
But if so, it was a long, long time ago.
如果真是这样的话，那也是很久之前了。
I've never been to Ireland.
我从来没去过爱尔兰。
I don't consider myself Irish.
我也从来没觉得自己是爱尔兰人，爱尔兰后裔。
That part of my background is gone.
我背后的我的那个就是那个背景已经远远已经消失了。
100 years after the Assyrians defeated the Northern Kingdom.
就是在亚述王国就是征服了这个北方以色列国100年之后。
The people from those tribes no longer considered themselves Jewish.
从那个里边的那十个支派，他们已经不再认为自他们的身份，已经不再觉得自己是犹太人。
Their identity had been destroyed.
他们的这个身份已经被毁灭了。
That was the Assyrians.
那个是亚述人。
Then I told you that the Babylonians defeated the southern kingdom, Judah.
然后我又在讲到说巴比伦人就是他们就是征服了这个北国南国就是犹大。
The Babylonians were different than the Assyrians in how they treated people.
就是巴比伦人和亚述人在对待他们被征服的国家的那个手段是不同的。
They allowed them to keep their identity.
他允许这些被征服的国民继续保持他们的民族身份。
And so if you look at the map, the third slide,
如果我们看这个第三张幻灯片的话，
the Babylonians carried the people from Jerusalem back to Babylon.
巴比伦人呢，把这个犹太人从耶路撒冷掳到巴比伦。
They allowed them to keep their own communities, build homes there.
他允许他们在巴比伦就是继续生活在他们自己的社区，在那里建造。
And so that means that 50 years after they left, they still knew we are Jewish people.
这就意味着在他们离开耶路撒冷50年之后，他们的身份认同还是就是我们是犹太人。
But in 539,
但是在公元前539年。
The Persians moved from the south and conquered the Babylonians.
然后在南方的这个波斯人就往北攻击，他们取代了巴比伦国。
Now the Jewish people live under Persian rule.
现在呢，这个犹太人呢，他们就在这个波斯王朝的统治之下。
And the Persians had a much more benevolent philosophy.
那个波斯这个王朝呢，他们的那个统治呢，就是更友好、更宽松。
When they conquered people, they said, "We don't care where you live."
然后当他们征服了那个土地的时候，他们就会说，我们不在乎你们住在哪儿。
You can go back home.
你可以回到你们的故乡。
You can worship your own God.
你们可以敬拜你们自己的神。
Just pay us our taxes.
就是向我们纳税就好了。
We will control your land, but you can live there.
我们要控制你们的土地，但是你们可以住在那儿。
That happens in 539.
那个是公元前539年发生的。
And so the books of Ezra and Nehemiah come out of that history.
所以呢，尼希米，以斯拉记跟尼希米记是从那样的历史背景出来的。
Ezra chapter 1 verse 1.
以斯拉记第一章第一节说，
Cyrus the king of Persia says,
波斯王
you may go back to Jerusalem.
居鲁士说，你们可以回到你们的故乡。
Now understand that Cyrus doesn't care about Israel.
你要了解，就是这个居鲁士他并不在意以色列犹太人。
Truthfully, he doesn't care about God.
他也不在意神。
But God is using this pagan ruler to accomplish God's purposes.
但是神用这个外邦的这个君王来成就他自己的旨意。
In yesterday's sermon, I said God is sovereign.
在昨天的讲道中，我提到神是全能的。
But God works through people.
但是神通过人来做工。
I have quoted many times from Proverbs.
我有很多次呢是引用这个箴言。
The heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord.
就是君王的心好像龙沟里的水。
He turns it.Whichever way he chooses.
就好像王的心在耶和华手中，好像龙沟的水随意流转。
And so I imagine here is Cyrus, this great ruler.
所以我在想象这位大君王居鲁士。
He thinks, I'm the boss.
他在想说，我是这个最大的头，我是老板。
I can do whatever I want.
我想做什么我就做什么。
But God turns his heart.
但是神呢，就是转他的心，转他的心意。
Until Cyrus does exactly what God had prophesied years and years, decades before.
直到神，就是居鲁士所做的，就是神在几十年、上百年以前所预言的。
And so.In 539, Cyrus comes to power.
所以到公元前539年，居鲁士做王。
In 538, he allows the first group of Jewish people to return home.
在公元前538年，过了一年，他就允许第一组的这个犹太人回到耶路撒冷。
They are led by a man named Zerubbabel.
他们带他们回去的这个领袖是所罗巴伯。
Zerubbabel is part of the line of David.
所罗巴伯是大卫的后裔。
He is a political ruler.
他是一位政治领袖。
And he allows, Cyrus allows Zerubbabel to take the gold and silver from the temple and to return back home.
所以居鲁士就允许所罗巴伯把那个殿里的就是原来圣殿里边的金器银器带回到耶路撒冷。
He allows them even to start rebuilding the temple.
他甚至允许他们重建圣殿。
But then some of the Samaritans, those who were living in Jerusalem during these years.
但是那些就是 you mean Samaritan from the northern part of the place?
Yeah. Okay.
就是一些撒玛利亚人，这些撒玛利亚人在这个犹太人被掳的时候，他们就居住在耶路撒冷。
They began to complain.
他们就开始抱怨了。
Now, I realize I need to explain something.
我需要在这里解释一下。
I have no people here, so you can't raise your hand and say, I don't understand.
我因为大家没有办法面对面，所以没有办法看你们举手说我不了解，我不明白这在讲什么。
But I think maybe I left you confused.
也许我让大家有点这会儿有点疑惑。
The, Samaritans live in the north where Israel had been.
就是撒玛利亚人他们住的是以前那个被掳的就是以那十个支派的以色列民所住的那个北方的撒玛利亚城。
But when the Judean people are carried away to Babylon,
但是当犹大人他们被掳到巴比伦之后
this land is almost deserted.
所以那个城耶路撒冷这片地区就像一个荒地似的没人居住。
And so you can imagine what happens.
所以你可以想象发生了什么。
Samaritan people begin to move south and expand.
所以那个撒玛利亚的住在撒玛利亚城里的人就开始往南移，他们就开始这样扩张。
They move into these communities that have been abandoned.
他们就到了，就是移到了这个耶路撒冷这个城被遗弃的城。
They settled there.
然后他们就定居在那里。
They lived there for 50 years, 60 years.
他们已经在那儿住了50年、60年。
So it's their children are grown up there and now they're adults.
现在他们的孩子在那里长大，现在孩子也长大了，成为大人。
And imagine that after 50 years.
你想象一下，就是过了50年。
People from Babylon start to come back and say, this is our land.
然后从巴比伦来的人就说回来归回说这是我们的土地。
I don't know about you.
我不知道你是怎么想的。
But if this afternoon someone showed up and knocked on my door.
如果今天下午有人来敲我的门。
And said, 70 years ago, this was my house.
然后就说70年前这个房子是我们家的。
I want it back.
我现在想这个房子我要回来。
I would be very angry.
我会很生气。
This isn't your house.
这才不是你的家呢。
70 years, don't tell me about that.
你过了70年别跟我讲这些。
And so the Samaritans who have lived in Judea, they are not welcoming to the people who come back.
所以住在耶路撒冷的这些撒玛利亚人他们一点都不欢迎这些从巴比伦回来的犹太人。
And they are not dumb.
然后他们也不傻。
They know that if the Judeans rebuild the temple,
他们也知道，如果这些犹大人他们重建了圣殿的话
，and rebuild the city,
如果他们在重建这个城耶路撒冷城市的话
，soon they will be driving the Samaritans out.
他们很快就会把这些撒玛利亚人给赶出去。
And so these Samaritans send a message to Cyrus.
所以呢，这撒玛利亚人就给这个居鲁士送了一封报信儿。
And they say, you need to read your history.
然后他们就对这个国王说，你需要好好的研读一下你的历史。
Because the people in Jerusalem have always been troublemakers.
就是他们这些在耶路撒冷的这些居住的居民总是那个反民。Can I say something? Is this
yes.
Cyrus or a different king? I think in chapter 4 verse 7, it's a different, I don't know how to say the name. 4-7, I think
yes, it's... Yes, that's a different ruler. Yes,
yeah.
That's later.
So, okay. So but they did send the letter to Cyrus at first, right? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. 所以他们就对居鲁士就是报信说你要这些耶路撒冷的居民总是反叛之民。
I'm sorry. Okay. So Cyrus lets him come back.
然后居鲁士请让这些犹太人归回。
They start to rebuild.
然后这些犹太人就开始重建耶路撒冷城和圣殿。
But the people who are there are complaining.
但是当地的居民呢就开始抱怨，就有怨言。
And they are saying, these people will give you trouble.
他们就对这个当时的波斯王就说，这些人会给你麻烦，找麻烦的。
And so everything stops.
所以呢，他们的这个重建工作就停止了。
For 16 years.
然后大概有60年之久，他们就什么都没，就他们的工都被停了。
From 536.
所以从公元前536年。
Until 520.
直到公元前520年。
So chapters 1 and 2 of Ezra tells about coming back.
所以以斯拉记的一到二章就告诉了这些犹太人的归回。
Chapters 3 through 6 covers this period of starting and then stopping and rebuilding the temple.
然后第三到六章就讲到了这个 从这开始来重建，然后又被迫停止，然后又开始。
In 520,
在公元前520年
，they start to rebuild.
他们又开始重建。
When we come to the prophets,
当我们来到先知书信的时候
，we will talk about two prophets, Zechariah and Haggai.
我们会讲到两位先知，撒加利亚跟哈该。
They are the prophets who come to the people and say, "Why are you not finishing the temple?"
他们就是对这个百姓说，为什么你们不把这个建圣殿的工作完成呢？这样的两位先知。
And so in 520, they begin to rebuild the temple again.
所以在公元前520年，他们又开始重建圣殿。
And in 516, they finish this temple.
公元前516年，他们把这个圣殿重新建好了。
The temple had been destroyed in 586.
我们知道那个所罗门建的那个圣殿在公元前586年被毁。
Jeremiah said, the temple will be destroyed and there will be 70 years of ruin.
耶利米说，就是圣殿会被毁，然后地会荒凉70年。
70 years later, in 516, the temple is finished.
整整是70年，到公元前516年，这个圣殿又被建重建。
That is Ezra 3 through 6.
那个就是讲这一段历史，就是讲到是以斯拉的3到6章。
Now I am jumping to the book of Esther.
现在呢，我就跳到以斯帖记。
This is slide 5, by the way.
就是以斯帖记就是在第五章幻灯片。
Somewhere around 483,
大概是公元前483年的时候。
Are the events that take place in the book of Esther?
就是这个以斯帖记里所发生的事件。
In the Persian Empire.
是在波斯帝国。
Then in 458, we come back to the book of Ezra.
然后在公元前458年，我们又回到以斯拉记里边。
And we have chapters 7 through 10.
我们就有以斯拉记的七到十章。
This time is the return of Ezra.
这个时候就是以斯拉这个文士的回归，他的归
回。One of the things that makes the book of Ezra a little confusing when you read it.
当你读以斯拉记，让你有点迷惑的地方在于
，is there is a gap.
因为中间有一个空缺，
Between chapter 6 and chapter 7.
在第六章跟第七章中间有个空缺。
It's a gap of what? 60, almost 60 years.
这个中间的这两个时间差有大概60年的时间。
But it doesn't tell us there's a gap.
但是他没有告诉我们这中间有一个时间差。
It just says, now after this.
然后他只是说这是以后。
But the after this is 57 years.
但是这个事情以后，这个以后大概有五十七年。
You probably want to add a little note in your Bible. 57 years.
你在那上面应该写上五十七年以后。
And this time, Ezra is the one who comes back.
这一次呢，是回来的是以斯拉。
I told you that Zerubbabel had been part of the line of David. He was a political ruler.
我们讲到这个所罗巴伯是大卫的后裔，然后呢，他是一位政治领袖。
Ezra is part of the tribe of Levi.
但是以斯拉呢，是利未人的后裔，是属于利未支派。
He is a religious ruler.
他是一位宗教领袖。
Zerubbabel's concern was to restore the political nation.
然后那个所罗巴伯的重点是在于就是重建这个政治上的一个力量，政治上的一个方向。
Ezra's concern is to bring a religious revival.
然后以斯拉他的重点是在于带回属灵上的复兴。
And so that's chapters 7 through 10 of the book of Ezra.
所以这就是以斯拉记七到十章的所讲述的。
Then we skip 14 years.
然后我们这时候再跳往前进14年。
And we come to Nehemiah.
我们就到了这个尼希米记。
Nehemiah comes back in 444.
尼希米是公元前544年 回归到这个耶路撒冷的。
And he rebuilds the walls.
他重建了耶路撒冷的城墙。
He is a political ruler like Zerubbabel.
他就像所罗巴伯一样，是一位政治上的领袖。
And most of what he does is going to focus on social reform.
他所做的大部分是那种社会的一个改革。
Rebuilding the walls for security.
他是重建了这个耶路撒冷的城墙，是为了保护，是为了
restoring the society.
他在也重建这个整个社会。
So, slide.Five gives you a simple overview of the dates.
所以呢，第五张幻灯片呢，给了一个大概一个大纲，就是这个时间上发生历史时间的顺序。
Now I want to look at what the primary concerns of these books are.
我就想再来看这些书的他们的最主要的宗旨和主题是什么。
We call this the period of the restoration.
我们把这段时间称为一个是重建的时光。
When the Jewish people are returning home and their kingdom is being restored.
当这个犹太人他们归回了之后，他们的国度被重建。
Each of these three books ask a different question.
这三本书都问的是不同的问题。
The book of Ezra.
这个以斯拉记
asked, how do God's people maintain their spiritual and their racial identity?
以斯拉记问的是神的百姓如何维持他们的属灵身份和民族身份。
He is a priest, a Levite.
以斯拉他是利未人。
And his concern is their spiritual identity.
所以他所看重的是他们这些国民的属灵的身份。
Now, one question that sometimes comes up when people read the book of Ezra.
当你读以斯拉记的时候，有时候有的问题是。
I included it here when I said racial identity.
我在这里讲到了民族身份。
Ezra forbids them from intermarrying.Other tribes, other people.
以斯拉不允许他们跟外族的人通婚。
And we read this and we think, why?
我们读这个，我们就会觉得说，为什么会有这么一个规定？
Why does that matter?
为什么这个会很重要？
But for Israel, their spiritual and racial identity were one.
对以色列人来讲，他们的属灵身份和民族身份其实是统一的。
This is not true for us.
对我们来讲不是这样的。
But you see, the other peoples around Judah worshipped other gods.
你要知道在犹大周围他们的别的民族他们敬拜别的神。
And so when Israel married with them,
当以色列人和犹太人跟他们通婚的时候
they began to worship those other gods.
他们也开始去敬拜那些假神。
And so Ezra says, I know what will happen.
然后以斯拉就说我知道你会发生什么情况。
This happened with Solomon.
因为你看所罗门跟外族通婚怎么最后的结果是怎么样。
This happened all through Judah's history.
然后整个犹大的历史以色列的历史都是这样他们跟外族通婚就会去最后就会敬拜假神。
When the people of Israel marry the other people, they soon begin to worship their gods.
当他们跟外族通别的异族通婚的时候，很快他们就会去转去拜别的假神。
And、so he says, "You cannot do this."
所以以斯拉说你不能去通婚。
You must maintain who you are as the people of God.
你们必须要保持你们作为神的子民的身份。
So for Ezra,
所以对以斯拉讲
he is most concerned with the temple.
他最着重的看重的是这个圣殿。
He wants them to go back to worshiping Jehovah in the temple.
他想要这些百姓能够回到圣殿来敬拜耶和华神。
Nehemiah is a political ruler.
但是尼希米呢，他是一位政治领袖。
And his question is, how do God's people maintain their national identity?
所以他的问题是主题是神的百姓如何维持他们的国民身份。
When the city is surrounded by enemies.
当这个一个城被敌人这个围攻的时候，围城的时候。
How can they be protected?
他们如何被保护呢？
And so, Nehemiah looks at how to rebuild the walls.
所以尼希米就想怎么样能够重建城墙。
His focus is on protecting the city.
所以他的重点在于就是保护耶路撒冷城。
And then the little parentheses, the book of Esther.
然后这括号里边的这个书呢，就是以斯帖记。
Looks at how God protects and preserves His people.
他就看说神如何保护而且保存他的百姓。
As you read, and we'll come back to Esther later.
然后我们待会儿会再讲以斯帖记。
But as you read Ezra and Nehemiah,
但是当你读以斯拉记和尼希米记的时候，
you see two men who are both passionate for God.
你看到两个都是对神大发热心的两个人。
They love God's word.
他们都爱神的话。
They are men that God uses to lead His people.
他们是神所用来带领他的百姓的。
They are men who put a great emphasis on prayer.
然后他们两个也非常着重祷告。
When you read through the book of Nehemiah,
当你读那个尼希米记的时候，
I like to read Nehemiah and highlight every time there is a prayer.
所以我读尼希米记的时候，我每次读到尼希米就是有祷告的时候，我就会把它给画下来。
And you will see that every time Nehemiah faces a problem,He prays.
你就看到说尼希米每次当他面对问题的时候他都会祷告。
Their differences are differences in responsibility.
他们两个人在这个所面对的责任方面也有不同之处。
Ezra is the religious leader.
以斯拉是一个宗教领袖。
Nehemiah is the political or civic leader.
尼希米是这个民间或者是政治领袖。
They are different styles of leadership.
他们的领导风格也不同。
Ezra is maybe a more relaxed, gentle leader.
那个以斯拉应该是一个不太严格的，更加那个温柔，就是比较好说话的一个领袖。
He is the leader who pleads with the people and begs them, please do what is right.
他就会向他的百姓来哀求，来跟他们来恳请，就让他们去做这个对的事情，请求他们做对的事情。
Nehemiah is the strong leader who says, you will do right what is right or else.
然后尼希米是那种很强有力的领袖，他就会说，你们或者听从的话，或者。
But God uses them both.
但是神，这两个人都是神所重用的。
So in Ezra and Nehemiah,
所以在以斯拉记和这个在以斯拉跟尼希米身上，
God uses Ezra to return His people to revival.
所以呢，神用以斯拉来带他的百姓来回归，来有这个复兴。
To separate them from sin.
让他们。让百姓从罪隔绝
to separate them from any kind of uncleanness
让他们从这种不洁之中出来
and then God uses Nehemiah to build the wall
但是神用尼希米呢去重建了城墙
that protects the people
这个城墙可以保护他的子民神的子民
Nehemiah is a great book to read to see how this leader inspires the people.
然后尼希米记读起来也很有意思，就是你看这个尼希米作为一个领袖，他是如何来激励百姓的。
He cares for them.
他真的是关心照顾他的这些百姓。
He sacrifices himself so that they are willing to sacrifice.
他自己首先真的是牺牲，然后呢，百姓也跟着他一样去牺牲。
And if you are going to be a leader of people in any way, I encourage you to study the book of Nehemiah.
如果你在任何方面你会成为一个领导或者领袖，那我就是很鼓励你去读尼希米记。
to get a picture of how to lead as a godly leader.
就是有这样一个如何作为一个敬虔的领袖来带领神的百姓。
Now, let me go back to the dates.
让我们再回到刚才的那个日期里边。
The first group comes back in 538.
第一群这个犹太人是公元前538年归回的。
20 years later, they rebuild the temple.
20年之后呢，他们重建了圣殿。
60 years after that, Ezra comes back.
又过了60年，以斯拉回归了。
And then 14 years after that, Nehemiah comes back.
然后又过了14年，这个尼希米回归了。
All of that takes place in Jerusalem.
这个所有的这一切发生的一切都发生在耶路撒冷。
But remember that most of the Jewish people do not live in Jerusalem.
但是要记得在那个时候大部分的犹太人并没有住在耶路撒冷。
Go back to the map.
让我们再回到在我们
slide 3,
我们可以看那个
Fortnum.
我们可以看那个地图。
Jerusalem is the people that Nehemiah and Ezra, Zerubbabel have brought back.
耶路撒冷是住的是那个跟着所罗巴伯和以斯拉一起回来的人民。
But most of the Jewish people at this time still live in Babylon.
但是很多的大部分的犹太人仍然住在巴比伦。
Or on the map, the two little red dots.
或者你看到两个红点。
Are capitals in the Persian Empire.
他们是这个波斯帝国的两个首就是首都。
And many of the Jewish people now live in those cities.
很多犹太人现在住在这两个城市里。
And so the book of Esther takes place probably between 483 and 473.
所以就是以斯帖记大概发生在公元前483年到470年之间。
Xerxes the first is ruler.
就是这个时候亚哈水鲁做王。
Ahasuerus is how he's named in the book of Esther.
就是亚哈水鲁是他在以斯帖里讲的，他其实也叫薛西斯王。
And this book shows how God takes care of his people.
这部书就显示了神是如何来照看他的百姓的。
Now, when I gave you this to read, I gave you an assignment.
当我给你们对以斯帖记的这个家庭作业是
I asked you to count how many times the name of God appears.
我就想让你们数一数多少是神的名字出现。
And if we were in class together, I would ask you for the answer.
如果我们都在课堂上，我就会让你们大家回答。
And the correct answer is
这个正确答案是
Zero.
零。
The name of God never appears.
神的名字都没有出现在以斯帖记里。
In fact,
事实上
in 90 AD,
就是公元19年
the Jewish rabbis were discussing which books were part of the Hebrew Bible.
然后那个犹太人的这些文士跟律法师他们就在讨论到底哪些书是属于旧约的正典。
And some of the rabbis said we should not include the book of Esther.
有些教师就说我们不应该包括这个以斯帖记。
And the reason we should not include it is it nowhere has the name of God.
原因是这本书里边都没有出现神的名字。
It's not even a religious book, they said.
不是一本宗教的书籍。
Fortunately,
但是幸运的是
the rest of the rabbis decided we will include it.
别的这个拉比就是这些教法师觉得我们应该把以斯帖记放进来。
I will tell you in a few minutes why they included it.
我一会儿告诉你们为什么他们要把这个以斯帖记放在旧约圣经里。
But it takes place in Persia.
这个故事发生在波斯帝国。
And it's based on, it's explaining a festival called Purine.
他在讲的这个讲这本书的主题是讲这个普洱节是如何来的。
I gave you a slide, slide 13, that includes some pictures that I took in Israel.
这是我在以色列的时候我所拍的一些照片。
Because Purim is a festival that is still celebrated.
因为现在以色列人还在庆祝普洱节。
And they celebrate it by dressing up in costumes.
然后他们会穿上各种各样的服装来庆祝。
When I was in Israel during Purim.
当我正好我是那个庆祝普尔节的时候我在以色列。
And it reminded me of Halloween.
然后他就让我想起来这个美国的这个万圣节。
Because the children wear masks and they ask for candy.
因为在那个犹太人他们庆祝普尔节的时候这孩子就戴上面具而且要糖吃。
But on Purim, they tell the story, they read the book of Esther.
他们在普尔节的时候他们就会读以斯帖记。
Sometimes they do plays to enact the story.
有时候他们会编排这个话剧就演这个剧。
And one of my favorite things about the festival.
我最喜欢这个普尔节的这个故事的这个节日的
原因是。I watched as they did this.
我看他们怎么庆祝的。
All of the people will have a rattle. A little ball filled with rattle.
他们就是有一个大概的这种一个小响锤那个每个人手里拿着一个。
And every time they are reading and they come to the name Haman.
他们每次读到这个哈曼的名字的时候。
They rattle as loud as they can.
他们就拿他们那个小响锤就使劲的摇。
So that no one can hear the name Haman.
所以大家都听不到哈曼的这个名字。
It is the way to erase this terrible man.
他们就是要把这个哈曼这个名字给让他消失掉。
And so, the book of Esther is read during this festival of Purim.
所以在普尔节庆祝的时候他们就会读以斯帖记。
Now, I want to tell you why the book was approved for the Bible.
我现在要想他们为什么要当时决定要把这个以斯帖记放在旧约圣经里。
Why the rabbis said this book should be there.
为什么当时的这个拉比就是那些老师说应该把这本书放在旧约里。
God's name is not in the book.
的确神的名字没有出现在这个书中。
But he is the main character in the book.
但是他却是这本书的中心人物。
You see, I started class today by saying that God worked through Cyrus.
我今天早晨刚开始讲到说神通过居鲁士来做工。
To bring his people back from Babylon to Jerusalem.
是把他的百姓从巴比伦带回到耶路撒冷。
Cyrus would never have thought that's what he was doing.
居鲁士从来没有想过他在做神的工。
Cyrus was just being a good politician.
就是居鲁士他只是在做一个好的一个英明的政治家所做的。
But God had the heart of Cyrus in his hand.
但是神居鲁士他所有的想法心意都在神的手中。
When we come to the book of Esther.
但是当我们到了以斯帖记的时候。
We see the same thing.
我们看到同样的事情。
When you start reading through this book,
当你开始通读以斯帖记的时候
you have the story of the Queen Vashti who is rejected as queen.
因为你会看到王后瓦斯提的故事她最后被罢免了。
So the king Xerxes is looking now for a new queen.
所以现在这个亚哈随鲁王在找一位新的王后。
And out of all the people.
所以有这么多的人。
Queen Esther is chosen as the ruler.
以斯帖被选为王后。
As the queen, I'm sorry. The rabbi said,
然后这些犹太人的老师就说
She was chosen because God was in charge. He is sovereign.
以斯帖被选为皇后是因为神在掌权神是全能的。
we read further.
当你继续读的时候，
Esther has an uncle named Mordecai.
然后呢，以斯帖他有一个舅，一个叔叔是莫迪改。
He sets out in the courtyard.
然后莫迪改呢，就坐在那个朝门。
And he hears some men planning a plot against the king.
他就听到了有两个人呢，想要有这个设计阴谋，想要暗杀国王。
Now again, you think about this.
然后你就想一想。
All the places they could have been talking.
这两个想要暗杀我那个波斯王的这两个人，他们可以去任何地方去谈话，去讲他们的那个计划。
And they talk about it right where Mordecai can hear.
但是他们却正好在摩迪改坐在了朝门的附近，在那儿讲。
The rabbi said.
然后这个拉比，犹太人的拉比老师就说
，That's not luck.
那个可不是一个运气。
That is God.
那是神。
God let him hear this.
神让摩迪改听到这个。
God was accomplishing his purpose.
神在成就他的旨意。
God was in charge.
神在掌权。
Mordecai sends the message to Esther.
然后莫迪凯知道了，就告诉了以斯帖。
She tells the king.
然后以斯帖就告诉了我，以奉莫迪凯的名报告了王。
The plot is uncovered.
现在这个阴谋就被就败露了。
The king's life is saved.
然后这个王的命就被拯救了。
We go on into the book and Haman has this terrible plot to destroy the king, the people.
我们再往下读，就看到说哈曼有这个很这个诡计，是要这个整个除灭犹大人。
And now there is another event that happens that people would call luck.
然后呢，大家又会觉得这是运气。如果不信主的人会觉得是运气。
As Haman is trying to get this plot,
就在哈曼想要除灭犹太人，想要执行他的计划的时候
，One night Xerxes cannot sleep.
就在这个他的这个在执行他这个计划中间呢，这个那个亚哈水鲁王睡不着觉。
Xerxes has already made his. I'm sorry, Haman has already made his plan to kill the. To kill Mordecai.
哈曼已经这个计划好了，怎么样来除灭莫迪改。
He already has a plan to destroy the Jews.
他已经有做好有这个计划来怎么样除灭犹太人。
Queen Esther has already planned a banquet that she's going to appeal to the king to spare her people.
以斯帖王后呢，已经准备好了宴席，她要向这个国王请命，就是来拯救这个犹大人。
But the night before that banquet.
但是就在那个宴席之的前夜，
the king cannot sleep.
这个波斯王不能睡不着觉。
And so he says to one of his servants, go find some of the records of the king's journals and read to me.
就吩咐人去取这个王的历史来给他读。
That should be boring enough to help him sleep.
那个就听起来很无聊，就可能会让他睡着觉。
Now think about this.
想一想。
The records are written on scrolls.
那时候那么多的这个王的历史都是写在一卷一卷上面。
There are hundreds of them.
那有好几百、成百上千的书卷。
Because everything that happens goes in the records.
因为王所发生的每件事情都会记录下来。
But when the servant opens and reads.
但是当这个仆人取来一打开一读的时候。
Once again.
又一次的
，Good luck，
你会说这是好运
，Because they began to read at the spot where Mordecai saved the king's life。
正遇见书上写的说莫迪改救了王的命
，And the rabbi said that's not luck。
然后这个拉比就说这肯定不是一个运气
，That was God，
那是神的手。
And the king says,
然后这个王就问说
What has been done to honor this man?
说莫迪改行了这事，赐他什么尊荣爵位没有？
Nothing.
然后就说没有。
We need to honor him.
然后这个王就说我们需要给他尊荣。
Now at this point in the book of Esther is a very funny story.
在这个时候就出现了一个很有趣的一个故事。
Because remember that Mordecai, I'm sorry, Haman has already built a gallows to hang Mordecai.
因为哈曼这时候已经建了一个叫做一个什么一个东西，想要一个五丈高的木架，想要把那个莫迪改挂在上面。
The next morning, he comes into the king's palace.
所以他第二天一大早起就到王宫里边去。
The king is remembering what he read the night, had read the night before.
然后呢，那个王呢就记得他晚上所听到的这个王的历史的。
And so when Haman comes in, the king says to him.
所以当哈曼进来，王就对他说。
If I wanted to honor a man, what should I do?
说王所喜悦尊荣的人当如何待他呢？
And Haman thinks, ah, he wants to do something special for me.
然后哈曼就想说，哦，王要为我做一些特别的事情。
And so he says, I think that you should do this.
然后他就对王说，我觉得你应该这么做。
Whoever this man is.
不管说王所喜悦尊荣的人。
You should bring in some royal robes that you have worn.
当将王常穿的朝服。
And you should put them on him.
然后给这个人穿上。
And you should take one of your horses.
然后就让你所骑的一个御马。
And put him on the horse.
让这个人骑上马。
And then you should choose some one of your nobles.
然后就在王找一个王级尊贵的大臣。
To lead him through the town shouting.
在走遍城里的街市，在他面前宣告说。
Look at the man that the king wants to honor.
看看王所喜悦尊荣的人就如此待他。
And the king said.
然后这个王就对哈曼说。
That's a great idea.
太棒了。
Quick.
赶快的。
Get the robe.
你将这个衣服。
Get the horse.
你去拿找一匹找这个马。
And put Mordecai on the horse.
把这个莫迪改放到这个马上边。
And I want you, Haman, to lead him through town.
我想让你去就领着他穿过整个城市。
Shouting, this is the man the king honors.
在他面前宣告说王所喜悦尊荣的人就如此待他。
It's a wonderful little story.
那是一个很有意思的一个小故事。
Because Haman has to honor the man he wants to hang.
因为现在哈曼必须要尊荣他本来要绞死的那个莫迪改。
Alright, the rest of the book.
然后
finishes the story.
这个故事就后边就结束了这个故事这个书里。
Haman is hung on his own gallows.
然后哈曼就被挂在了他自己做了那个木架上。
The Jewish people are saved.
然后现在犹太人都被得拯救。
All three of these books come together.
所有这三本书就集中在一起。
With this message.
他的信息就是。
God is in charge.
神在掌权。
And he accomplishes his purposes.
神成就他的旨意。
He accomplishes his purposes through Zerubbabel, a political leader.
神通过所罗巴伯这样一位政治领袖成就他的旨意。
He accomplishes his purposes through Ezra, a religious leader.
神通过以斯拉这样一位宗教领袖成就他的旨意。
He accomplishes his purposes through Nehemiah, a great organizer and leader.
神也通过尼西米这样一个非常有组织能力的一个很伟大的领袖成就他的旨意。
He even accomplishes his purpose through a little Jewish girl Esther who had no idea what God was doing.
神是通过一个原来就是一个不起眼的后来成为王后的以斯帖他根本不知道是怎么回事成就他的旨意。
And here is to me the message of these books for us.
我觉得这些信对我们今天人的信息就是
The people who lived during these times
在那个时间那个时间段生活的人
had no idea what God was doing.
他们完全没有概念，就是说神在做什么。
To them, big events in Babylon and in Persia was controlling their future.
就是在巴比伦，在这个波斯所发生的这些很重大的事件，在控制他们的未来。
But in fact,
但是实际上
God was in charge.
神在掌权。
I don't think they had any idea.
我不觉得说当时的人对这个有任何的概念。
But God was accomplishing His purpose.
但是神在成就他的旨意。
And that should encourage us today.
这应该能鼓励我们今天的人。
Because many times if we look at our world, we will feel like, God,doesn't seem to be accomplishing anything.
然后我们看看我们今天周围的世界，我们会说，哦，好像神什么都没做，没有成就。
Everything seems to be out of our control.
好像每件事情都已经没法控制，都失控。
But when you read these little books,
但是当你读这些书信的时候，你读这些书的时候，
you see that God is still in charge.
你就看到神仍然在掌权。
One of my favorite things in the book of Nehemiah.
我在尼希米记里最喜欢的一章就是
is the word remember.
我在里边最尼希米记里最喜欢的一个词就是纪念。
Because over and over when Nehemiah is praying and talking to God.
所以一次又一次当尼希米向神祷告的时候，他说
He says, God, remember.
他说神啊，求你纪念。
Remember your promises.
求你纪念你的应许。
Remember your people.
求你纪念你的百姓。
Remember me.
求你纪念我。
God, don't forget us.
求神啊，求你不要忘记我们。
You're in charge and we need you.
你在掌权，我们需要你。
And for us today.
对我们今天的人来讲。
When life is difficult.
当生活很难的时候。
Read these books.
就来读这些书。
And say,
然后
God,
你可以对神说，神啊，
please remember us.
求你纪念我们。
This is how you cared for your people before.
你在过去是那样子来照看你的百姓的。
Please care for us now.
求你现在也来照看我们。
Because God loves to take care of His people.
因为神喜悦来照看他关系在照看他的百姓。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, I thank you that we see in Scripture how you worked out your purposes.
神啊，我们感谢你，我们在你的圣经里，我们看到你是如何来成就你的旨意的。
How you cared for your people.
你是如何来照看你的百姓的。
Help us today to trust you.
帮助我们在今天能够信靠你。
That we will put our confidence in your care.
帮助我们能够确信你对我们的你对我们的照看。
That we know you are in charge and we can trust you.
你在掌管，我们可以信任你。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much.